Hello, hello, and welcome to the Your Best Being podcast, Eating Disorder Series. I am your host, Andrea Kelly from yourbestbeing.com. And so I'm just starting this podcast, and I really just got, well, I want to get right into it, which means that I will be doing a set of Lone Star podcasts. So I do hope to bring on some guests. Please let me know if you are interested to be interviewed. And I want to talk a little bit about moving past the shame of coming out with having an eating disorder, my personal journey, as well as the moments that still happen within my life that make me wonder, you know, could I ever go back to that darker place? So yesterday night, there was about, oh my gosh, I think a few minutes where I felt like I might binge, but I didn't. And it's very humbling because, I mean, I consider myself to be recovered. But, I mean, there are times when there's that line, it gets a little bit fuzzy. You know, I still struggle with some thoughts. And so I just want to be completely transparent with that. My blog, this podcast, it follows my journey. And if you have an eating disorder or an addiction of any kind, really, you know the shame that you feel inside for having it, and likely the double life you have also felt like you have presented to the world. So for many years, I felt like an actress pretending to be fine. I mean, I was people-pleasing, isolating, and turning my back towards the abuse that I was doing to myself. And there was such a big disconnection that I had within myself, with others, and with the universe. So a bit of background, I struggled with bulimia since I was 13 years old. And I did have anorexia when I was 12, but what happened was one day I just ate. I was so hungry and I just ate and I threw it up. So honestly, I mean, looking back, I don't have any idea if there was a specific incident that created the onset of the eating disorder, but regardless, it's something that I struggled with for 20 plus years. And I still have struggles, but they're quite minimal, very, very minimal. But you know, it's something that I have to be honest about, right? I mean, I'm still conscious about my weight. I do weigh myself, not obsessively, but I still care about what I'm eating. But this is a totally different topic. Anyways, at that point in my life, I was obsessed with my weight and quote unquote not being fat. That was essentially what I didn't want to be, quote unquote. And I also found comfort in food. So this was an entire theme from age 12 to in my very early 30s, 30-ish. And then, so I'm in my mid-30s now. And it led me down some dark holes made by my own choices. I had good friends, but because I didn't love myself, I made a choice to surround myself with people who didn't love themselves either. And they mirrored back to me my own deficiencies, played upon the fears of my own inadequacies. So I went through a period of my life. I would consider it to be a darkened time. And I won't get into it in this podcast, but I hope to bring on I hope to bring people on that I can interview where we can talk a little bit more about their experience, and through that I can share my own experience. But moving forward, I don't know, one day I just gave that all up. And I'm trying to think back if it was a slow progression. Yeah, and it was. It started with me being honest with myself about what it was I had and what was going on. I mean, my life was turning to shit. So I started, the first step I took was I actually started practicing the law of attraction, which I do think played a big role in mindset. And I looked at the role that it played in my life, the eating disorder. I call it Ed. And it became such a part of myself and my identity that I had no choice. I had no choice to share if I wanted to be authentic with other people. So the more I started to open up, the more I started healing. And so I also want to mention that I would take stimulants during my darkened time, and it would help me to not eat. So it was this whole cycle of starvation, binging, purging. Starvation, binging, purging. So just starting to allow myself to eat, that played a big role as well. So I hope to do an episode on structured eating and food and then just how things are now, because I do intermittent fasting now, which I'm sure there's so many people going, what are you doing? You can't do intermittent. Listen, I can do whatever I want. And I do not have an eating disorder. So I think when you're truly recovered, you can choose a lifestyle that works for you and you don't need to be told. Like, you need to eat constantly. I think for me, I do intermittent fasting beyond. It's not for me, I don't do it for weight. I do it because I do it for the healing. Like, there's other effects of intermittent fasting that are positive that I like. And to be honest, actually, it does help, I think, inadvertently, because I don't nighttime eat. And that was when I would usually binge and purge. It would always be at night. So I've eliminated that. So I am not a doctor or a therapist. I'm not giving anybody any medical advice. I am just sharing my experience through this podcast and through my blog. And I'm just freestyling it right now with this podcast. I'm going to post it on my podcast list. And it's just an overview. It's pretty casual. I invite anybody who's also struggled with disordered eating or is still struggling, or anybody who has an interest in disordered eating, any doctors, anybody out there, if you would love to do a podcast interview with me, I would love to interview you. But I am recovered now. And when I say I'm recovered, it feels so weird to even say that. I feel like I almost shouldn't even say that, because sometimes I still get weird thoughts in my mind. Very, very randomly. And yesterday night, actually, it was the only reason why I mention this now is because of yesterday night, actually. Yesterday night, I felt like I might go and binge, but I didn't. Right. I stopped myself and it was all fine. And that 4 minute window was just enough to really humble me and think, you know, this is something that I might always have to just be stronger than. But it's gotten, the freedom, things have gotten so much better. And I just know I'm at a place where I can't get back to where I ever was, because I've just done too much work in the realm of self-development. And that's really what I want this podcast to be about as well. I want to go over non-traditional forms of healing modalities to heal from disordered eating. I've tried hypnotherapy. I've done coaching. I did talk therapy. Talk therapy was probably the least. I mean, I went to an outpatient program, and it was probably the least, for me, it was the least helpful for me. So I did a lot of non-traditional forms of healing, which I will talk about, Heilkunst, body talk, as I mentioned, hypnotherapy. But with Heilkunst, I did a lot of, it was a lot of work, feeling and going through and just allowing emotions to come forward. So, I mean, I did a lot of other random things, heart math. So in the last few months, so it's been 4 months now. So I just had a baby and I'm just feeling really free right now, free from the disorder. And I had the blog as a self-development blog, and I would touch on disordered eating, but I kind of dipped my foot into it, and I was almost nervous to just say, hey, this is going to be an eating disorder recovery blog. And I just sort of went ahead and I made that commitment last week. And so here we are. And so, welcome to my podcast. It's going to still be self-development, but I'm really wanting to connect with those of you out there, men and women. I know a lot of men struggle too with disordered eating, and it's not addressed as much. I mean, it's very much all about women. I don't want to say it, the reality is, for me growing up, I would hear women and eating disorders, that would go hand in hand. And it came as a surprise to me to know just how many men struggle as well. Okay. So, I'm going to end the podcast here. Please leave a comment, check out my website. And I would love to deliver for you some guest speakers that we can talk about this topic in so many facets, our healing journey, and in a different way than what, because there's a lot of clinical out there, just so much clinical. I mean, even when I Googled eating disorder recovery, it's just so blasé. And I mean, for me, my healing journey, I mean, there was so much pain, and at the same time, it was also such a gift. And there's such a, for me, there, it was such a large spiritual journey. And that's what I accepted when I was willing to get better, was the frontier, like the new frontier, the spiritual journey. And so if that at all resonates with you, yes, please subscribe to this podcast. I hope to deliver more content, and leave me a message. Have a great day, and I will talk to you later. Check out the blog, www.yourbestbeing.com.